So a couple other questions about this triple negative situation before we move on. One, I did want to ask you about this paper that you wrote, De-escalating, Escalating Treatment. What were you trying to get at there?
Oh, that paper actually was the sort of synopsis of my St. Gallen talk. I was requested to address ways in which we might be a little more tailored in triple negative breast cancer, which, you know, unfortunately, if you just take it at face value, appears to be monolithic with, you know, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail kind of approaches. So in my talk, I tried to identify ways in which you could do less than, you know, polychemotherapy and et cetera, and also way patients in which you can identify where you really need to be more aggressive. I think some of the four examples that are included in that paper are, you know, you don't have to give cytotoxic chemotherapy to every triple negative breast cancer. In fact, observational studies suggest that very small T1AN0, et cetera, may do quite well with no therapy adjuvantly. I think that the triple negative setting is one of the settings where surgical therapy can be minimized by the neoadjuvant administration. I think that's one of the groups of tumors in which the augmented sensitivity to neoadjuvant chemotherapy means that you actually can make a difference in terms of minimizing the surgical requirements. I think the other things are a little bit of promissory notes and get to a similar perspective as I just outlined for HER2-positive disease. You know, TILs and evidence of an activated immune system in and around the tumor seems to have a prognostic impact. And so it's possible that at some point we can use a combination of clinical factors and, you know, evidence of immune activation to identify a better prognosis group in which you can be less aggressive. I think if you get to the other end of the spectrum, you know, of chemotherapy, as we were just talking about chemotherapy regimens, I think there was some hope that as we developed taxane, more sophisticated taxane-based regimens, that we might be able to omit anthracyclines and the toxicity, the leukemogenesis and the cardiac risk and whatnot of anthracyclines. I think at this point, I'm not sure we can do that. The one study that came out, the ABC trials, suggests that unfortunately, triple negative, you know, you probably are not going to be able to identify a group in which you can omit. If you're going to give chemo, you may need to, except for the most smallest ones. But if they're more traditional triple negative breast cancer, an anthracycline and taxane-based regimen is probably appropriate.